Precious Father, we thank you at this time of the day, O Lord, my God. As this song said, we shall continue to trust you every day, in spite of all that is happening in this world, O Lord, my God. Our heart longs for you, Jesus. Be with us today and forever, O Lord, my God. Yes, at this time that we may feel that we are so weak, that this is time to send the Spirit, we are strong in Christ, Lord, my God. Be magnified, O Lord, my God, as we worship you today, as we call upon your name, O Jesus Christ. Your word says, those who trust in the Lord, those who trust in the Lord, is a matter of trusting you, Jesus Christ. Teach us to trust you, Marekeborava. Let us lift up our voice and pray that we may continue to trust him. It doesn't matter what we are going through. Lift up your voice and speak to him. The one who is great, the one who is great, my master, my savior. That we may learn how to trust your spirit. That we may learn how to trust you. Evident our lives, Lord, my God. Hey, and the Rokoborava, Shindereke, and the. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, precious Father. You are great, you are great. You are great, Master and Savior. Hallelujah. That we may trust you every day. That we may trust you every day. That we may trust you every day, Lord my God. That we may trust you every day. That we may trust you every day, Lord my God. You are a hiding place, Lord my God. Always fill my heart with song of deliverance, Lord my God. Whatever I am afraid, I will trust you. Whatever I'm afraid, I will trust you, Lord my God. Yes, Jesus. I will trust you, Lord my God. Let the weak say, I am strong. Yes, let the poor say, I am rich through Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Into his presence. Hallelujah. Amen.
The house of the Lord. I pray that your house is the house of the Lord. And how it can be the house of the Lord is just by invitation. You invite God in your midst, in your family, in your household. I like last time, I think the pastor said God is a very polite God. He doesn't just barge in. He waits for us to invite him. So thankfully we have invited him into our hearts and our homes. And may you continue to be blessed. Hopefully you are blessed with the worship. Just really powerful message each song carries. It can be a prayer as well. So hope you are blessed. So at this time we'd like to invite our pastor to give us the word. Hope you have your pen, your Bibles, your water, so you didn't get distracted or thirsty. Ready, close by, and let's just enjoy. Amen.
What a privilege again to be in the house of God. God is good, and all the time. I don't know if I can maneuver this. My pulpit is going. Let me try again one more time if it will work. Yes, we call it online church. It has got its own flavor. This is missing, that is missing. But the one thing I remember, this pastor was preaching, and this pastor said, even though when you do the online church, if you have been going to the church, I'm talking about the people who have been going to the church every day. This pastor was saying something very interesting. It's a local church here in Vancouver. That's to tell you that pastors, we also listen to other pastors. Mm-hmm. It's not like you know everything. We always listen to those who have started the ministry long time ago. It's not about the amount of time in the ministry. It's about when you connect and you feel like this word of another minister has blessed your heart. That's the way we maneuver. And this pastor, when I was listening to this man of God, and he said, when you were in the house, even though we are doing the online church, always get dressed properly. Don't listen in pyjama. Otherwise, you'll be sleeping. So because you don't expect me to preach in pyjama, you'll be like, Pastor, what's happening? So I just want to encourage you, even though you are watching from home, yeah, just to tell you, just be in the mood. When it's time to stand up, you can just stand on your couch and you praise the Lord. Next Sunday, at the end of this month, we're going to do thanks. It will be a present worship. No teaching, no preaching. We're going to surround this place. We're going to just to praise the Lord like never before. We're going to dance. We're going to do this to be like, wow, get ready in the name of Jesus Christ. The one thing, the flavor, you may not be together, but spiritually, we are all connected. Just to tell you that we are so grateful to be the house of God. And before we venture into the word of God at this time, just to remind you about our technology. We have got what we call CCC mobile application. And I would like to encourage each and every one of you, please make sure that you download that little application. It doesn't cost you anything to download this application so you can be tuned spiritually. I mean, when there's any activity going on, you know for sure that you were there already. So it will be notifications. It can be prayer words. Right now, we're experiencing 14 days of prayer and fasting. So you don't miss any opportunity to know about the scripture reading, what's happening with other in terms of ministry. It's very clear. If you need it, for those who have already downloaded that application, pass it on to your brothers and sisters. Amen, amen. So that other people may not know about what you're talking about. It's quite like a little thing you have to play around when you are doing the downloading. So if you are stuck in, please call me, email me. I will walk you through so you can have this application, CCC mobile application. You can have all our announcements, all the activities as a church. Amen, amen. So very soon, at the end of December, I'm going to crash down the WhatsApp group that we're using so all of us, we can venture in through this little device as we stay connected, especially with the online church. And also to remind folks that we are still going through our marathon. We have started our marathon of 14 days of prayer and fasting with the team. I'm forever grateful. Last time I was talking to one of my brothers and he told me, oh, this year of 2020 has been a terrible year. I was like, no, there's nothing terrible before God. Everything looks beautiful. It doesn't matter what's happening. God have always the ways of solving mystery. So we may call it trouble, but God sees that it's an opportunity for something else. Yes. Sometimes trouble will come to correct you. If you cannot repent to coronavirus, I don't know what kind of corona you are waiting that will bring you close to God. Because at this time, this coronavirus, what has done to my life, hey, if I can tell you, you better be born again. Don't wait until you see COVID 200. I don't know how it's going to look like. Don't wait until it's only 19, COVID-19. I don't know, 2021, I don't know. But if this pandemic never bring you closer to God, I wonder what's going to bring you closer to God. I don't know. People have died a lot. So anything comes for God. So at this time, God can use whatever is happening as a pandemic to bring you closer to him. Take this opportunity. Don't wait until you have got other things happening around to understand that this is not what you really want to be at the end. Thank God for those who were born in the month of December. May God bless you all. Enjoy. That's the reason why we are praying for 14 days to say, God, we are forever grateful in this 2020. It doesn't matter what happened. Maybe you have lost your job. Maybe you have lost your child. Maybe no career. Maybe you are so confused with your relationship. But be grateful. And let God continue to surprise you because he knows how to surprise his children. Amen, amen. You can understand that a lot of people already, they are packing stuff for Christmas gift and this. Come on. You want to bless your friend, don't wait until on December 25th to give me a pen. Give me a pen in January, even in February. Don't wait until the end of the year to surprise someone with a Christmas. No, anytime is a beautiful day. Amen, amen. Because you never know that you're going to meet your friend in December. Anytime you meet a brother, sister, is a very amazing time to spend with that person. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So happy birthday for everyone who was born in the month of December. And also, we have started our prayer since last Friday, December the 11th. until December the 24th. We are praying from 9 to 10 p.m. Please join us so as we are crying out to God by thanking him for what he has done into our lives. Let's go into the word of God by the grace of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm having trouble with my computer. I'm trying to pull up my notes. I don't know what's happening, but bear with me for a second. Hopefully that I'll take it from, I don't know what's happening with my clouds. Things are happening here and there, but God is so faithful. Precious Father, we thank you. Let us pray at this moment. May God help us. And any distraction, any complication will not come to pass in Jesus' name. Pray with me, please. Hallelujah. Father God, I praise your holy name, O Lord, to my God. I come against any complication that may arise at this time. I will get ready to listen to your word, O Lord, my God. I will pray, you will stand with us, O Lord, my God, and give us the grace, to understand, to reach out, and to do what we're supposed to do, O Lord, my God. We praise your name, O Lord, my God. We magnify your throne at this time, precious Father. Every day, every moment, it's a great day for us, O Lord, my God, to know that we have a great God who never failed, Lord. Your name is great beyond understanding, beyond imagination. We pray for your opportunity to reach out at this moment. As use me, O Lord, my God, that may continue to do your will, precious Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we have surrendered all our lives to you, Lord, my God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus Christ, and the living God. Masses of God upon our lives today and every day. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And amen and amen. Today, I'm going to speak on the keynote, rising above your storms. Rising or soaring. Rising above your storms. Look, everyone has got his own storms of life. Maybe yours is different from mine, but everyone is going through something. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be a president of a country, you're still going through your own thing. You can be poor, you're still going. It doesn't matter if you are female, you are male, you are young, you are older, you are rich, you are poor, you were. It doesn't matter where you were and who you were. Anyone and everybody here on earth has got something to do with storms of life. I'm telling you, you don't have a work, you're still dealing with issues of paying bills. You're working, you're getting bills are piling. There are a lot of things to sort out at the end of the day. So you may wonder, how can we solve the mysteries of life? And the scripture in the book of Isaiah 40, 31, this will be the key answer tonight. The word of God tells me in the book of Isaiah 40, 31, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. It's a matter of trusting in the Lord. Otherwise, there is no strength if we don't trust in him. And the Bible says again, they will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, my son. Not faint. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. And anyone, everybody, want to find new strength. We are living in the time everyone is so tired. We don't know what to do. Especially, I came to realize that by telling someone to not go anywhere, especially with this pandemic, it's like really you're just in prison. Now I understand how prison people, they feel when you have to be confined for 10 days or 6 months in jail or 2 years. I wonder those who have spent 10 years in jail. I wonder how. Seriously, it's not a joke. Only this, but they tell you no social, no going there, no going there, no church. You know, we have to stay in the house. Sometimes you wonder what to do again. Sometimes we even work. They tell you go and start working at home. Home is not. I mean, it's not meant to be work. Your family, your house is a place you go and rest, not work. Not work. So now everything has been interfering. They'll tell you go and say, working. How can you work at home always, every day with your children? This is happening. That there's a lack of concentration for some. Sometimes you have to share computer with your children. There are a lot of things happening. There's no, privacy. So you have to figure out what to do. It's not easy. All this in the name of pandemic. At this time, everyone's telling you the world is coming to the end. Things are piling up. There are some other people already are saying, yes, I was listening to the radio. Some people, they say they cannot take the vaccine, never, ever. They can't. They're right. I don't know. They're right. Because of the conspiracy of what we are hearing about the vaccine, everyone is afraid about this vaccine. Everyone. People are just afraid. So what can we do with the storms of life? Trusting the Lord is expecting that his promise of strength will help us to rise above lies of two things. We are living in the times where there are two things that will prevent you from rising above your storms. Two things: distractions and difficulties. It doesn't matter who you were, we always get distracted with something. I remember when I was at Ottawa, University of Ottawa, many years back. After my second year, I found that when I started going to school, there was this particular people, and then this particular set of group, there was one gentleman who has been there for 7 years. So he has been there for 7 years for grade year one. I didn't get it. I was like, how comes you have been here for a long time but you never graduate? I always change my, at the end of the year, I think about changing, going to another program. So this gentleman has been there for more than 4 years. I didn't know that. I thought when you were counting, when he told me I've been here for 4 years, excuse me, not seven, 4 years. I thought the gentleman was doing his last year of getting his degree. No, he's still on year one. But 4 years at university, he kept changing, not knowing, very distracted with other people, with women, with girls, with all these things around. So he spent more years. It's not like many years at university. It's not equal to what class that you're supposed to be. No. I went there. I studied. And I was able to have my family with me, with kids. So everyone was saying, my wife was going to school. We're all going to school. Everybody's going to school. I finished my studies, and the gentleman, I left him. I found him at the university. When I finished five or 6 years? The gentleman was still studying there. You see, confused distractions. And then I came, as I said, trusting the Lord is expecting that God's strength will help you to rise above life's distractions and difficulties. Because there's no way in our own strength we can rise above storms of life. We need another. People will tell you high power. Me, I will tell you we need God. We need Holy Spirit. That's the time when we talk about the supernatural will meet with the natural. You cannot do the supernatural if to rise above, which means you are going in the supernatural to drive the natural. Why am I saying this? Do you believe that God loves you and wants the best for you? Many people tell you, I know God loves us, but I don't think about myself that really God wants something great into my life. Look at me now. Yes, I was sharing with my wife today, with Deanne also, probably. I like radio. I like to listen to radio more than TV. All my news is on radio. While I was driving, I heard this woman saying that, I just started going back to school at late age. Like the woman was already with children, married person. And then the woman said, I went back to school when I was 48 years old. And at this time, and then she said, now it's only last year I've become a barrister. She has become a barrister. And people, it's a radio. I was just listening. And people were very close by. They would start congratulating. They let us say, wow, that's amazing. You can make it. I said, yeah, I decided to go back again. Sometimes we always say, God loves us. We always portray, God can only love other people. My case is so beyond complex that I don't see the really God can love me. That's why I need to settle for less. I don't see that I can go beyond. No. Less. You have already have your minimum where you know you can rise until this place. Because society will tell you, you cannot go beyond that. Community will tell you, no, who are you to raise these things? No, you have to stay in that place. No, according to what we have seen, the statistics, your age, ethnicity, where you're coming from, you cannot really rise here. You know that everybody who has come on this kind of category, they must stay in this category. No, you have to say, no, because and when they ask you why you say no, because you tell everybody that the Bible tells me, the Bible, God is the one who created me, and his word says that if I can only trust him, he can renew my strength to rise up. Amen. Which means the rising up is not about you, it's not about your strength, it's about something else, which we are all lacking and we are searching. We are searching. Can you relax and be confident that his purposes are right? Yes. For everybody, when we say good morning to my manager, it's good morning to me also. Where you see your director, good morning, and they say good morning. Where they, that good morning, that morning, also it's my good morning also. It's not only for the directors. They feel like they have actually good morning. It's your good morning also, it's my good morning. It doesn't matter where you find yourself, because I must continue to believe that every day when you wake up, there must be something. There must be all the demons that have been prepared to attack you. That's why you don't start the morning yourself. You have to put God in front to fight your battle, because you need to ride above your storms. It's a good morning for everybody. Why settle for less when you can rise higher and higher? Why you just want to lay to? You want to collect the small thing. Why? Tell me why. Why? I was looking around. Sometimes when you look in your family, I thought myself, I need to do something extra that I didn't see to my big brothers and my sisters back home. I don't want to go into details. This is a family thingy. You want to know more? Come and call me. I look at the scenario of what was going on in my country. I look at what was going on in my family. I say, no, not. I have to change something in my life. I didn't tell anyone. It was something I was keeping here every day. I would cry just to figure out, what can I do to change this? And sometimes I thought I was wasting my time. No. God knows how to reward these people. When you are faithful, people, they may think you can't reach, you can't do anything. They'll be surprised one day. This will be just one day. It will happen. Why settle for less when you can rise higher and higher? Are you convinced that he has the power to control all your life? Yes. Yes. Though your faith may be struggling or weak, accept his provision and care for you. We may say, you know what? I don't know why you are talking like this, but you don't understand. I cannot understand, because we need to rise above our storms. So I've divided those storms in 6 or 7 categories of storms that we need to rise up. We need to be on top. And remember, not with your strength. Remember that you need to work with Isaiah 40:31. Those who trust in the Lord will renew the strength. That strength that we need on 7 categories of how we need to settle, not on less small thing. God wants you to rise above. Well, number one, your spiritual health is very important. Very, very important. Which means growth and maturity. There are things that God doesn't want to do. The things I've been doing last year, come on, brother and sister, today in this year, there must be some growth that must be settled within me, which means there must be some upgrades into my life. Why am I saying this? Bible tells me our spiritual health, John 1:2 says, the third book of John, chapter 1, verse 2, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you were as healthy in your body as you were strong in the spirit, which means it's not enough to go into the gym to put muscles. Also, I need to put also what we call spiritual muscles. Spiritual health is very important. So there's no way you can say, oh, you know what, it doesn't matter how I live my life. You know what, I'm going to the gym, I'm doing this. I know what I'm eating every day. I know what I can do. You see my, no. God says, even though you feed your body, also you need to feed your spirit, man. It's very important. So we must rise above our storms, because there's something that God wants to communicate so your spiritual man can understand the protocol and the principle or the command or the decree or the precept of how we want you to deal with some issues of life. Otherwise, you cannot catch. If you still in grade 1 spiritually, then you have a problem. You'll be A, B, C, D. That's what we can sing for you. And when God has to communicate with you, to be, oh, it's my son, A, B, C, you start dancing, B, C, C, C. That's the only thing you know, because you don't want to mature, so that's the only song you learn every day. Spiritually, we need to go up, rise above, to understand that God wants you to mature spiritually. Amen. So you can communicate with him. Number 2, we need to rise. I said God's intentions for you is to soar high in spite of difficulty and the destruction in the area of your mental health. Is very important. Not only spiritually. Your mentor is very important. Your thoughts. Mentor is about always the mind of man. Always about your mind. How do you navigate your mind every day? Oh, I can't make it. It's very terrible. It's very hard. I can't pay it. It's too much. How much do you say? Oh, none I can't. By the time when you leave home, you go to do your grocery, your mind have already said, you go, instead of look at the what you want to wear, you look for the price tag. Brother and sister, stop that. Don't settle on less small thing. You have to understand one thing. The way God has created you, he has fashioned you in terms of how you can communicate and make things happening. It's always about how you think. Yes, it's always about how you think. If you think you're going to die poor, you're going to die poor. Even poverty will run away from you. Even poverty will run away from you. If you think you're going to die as a criminal, you're going to die as a criminal. Everything is about here in our mind. If you think you can't make it, then you cannot make it in your life. There was this young brother, somebody that I know when we were growing up in our life. He died this year somewhere in Africa. When I was watching his video, and then he had a statement that he said, I don't know why it happened to this gentleman. He said, he was writing this note to his brother, saying, no, but I'm so sorry. I think that I didn't make in this life. I don't know what's happened with me, but I'm a loser. He confessed that he was a loser. I was like, no, that's not the way to confess things in your life. Anyway, he died for. But he says, I don't know. I mean, because in the mind already, the enemy has been telling him that you cannot succeed, you cannot go there, you cannot have it, you cannot become the thing you've been thinking every day. No, thoughts of man. Why people are crazy? Because just too much to handle. And they cannot process their mind clearly because they have been overloaded with a lot of things here and there. So they crack. Something goes wrong into their mind. They become disconnected with the reality and then they can't make it. What about you? What about me? Protect your mind every day. The Bible tells me about our mental health. So what's about the thought of man? Somebody says, thinking is having something in your mind, which is true. Then there's no way you can say there's nothing in your mind. Our mind has been bombarded with a lot of information, good or wrong or bad. It doesn't matter what kind of information our mind will collect everything. So you have got what we call discernment spirit. You have to discern what is good for you and what is bad for you. Amen, amen. You cannot just say, okay, you have to select what is good for you and what is bad. Because we always watch things on the news, TV, we always hear things. We always have friends here and there. They will tell you to do something stupid. They will tell you to try this, to try that. But again, it's about you, your mind, how you process your information every day. Always, how you process information. I was sharing a story, true story. I don't want to go into detail. This gentleman, somewhere in Europe, he was sentenced to in jail, supposed to be, yes, I don't know for how many time, for how many years or how many months. I think for a year. And then he was allowed to be given food like once a week. I don't remember how it was. So the story behind all these things, the man is supposed to die by starvation. And then he had the picture of his family, the wife and the daughter. When they were asking questions, how did you make it for one year in this prison? Because people will come, they will die. People, they're just dying. It was like too much to, it was so intense. People, they are dying. It was the only man. And they said the only secret, I always, when I go to bed, because I was not sure if I'm going to wake up because I was very hungry, no water. It was like too much. I always look at the picture of my wife and my daughter, say, one day I'm going to see you again. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm just want to sleep, but I'll see you tomorrow. And they said, early in the morning, just wake up again. And he said, he did that 360 days in jail. Focus of the mind. How do you nourish your mind, mental health? What do you do with your mind, brother? The scripture tells me in the book of Genesis 6:5, the Lord saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every intention of thought of his heart was only evil continually. You see, God can perceive already what goes in your mind. Sin is not only when you say it, even when you think about something, you commit a sin. That's why the Bible tells me Jesus spoke to the best. Even when you look at the woman with lust, you've already commit what? Adultery. You see? That is strange. Very, very strange. But you have to figure out, the Bible tells me in the book of Genesis 6:5, the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of thought of his heart was only evil. Which means before you say something, God knows already how you've already processed, how you already prepare your mind. If you're not careful, you can understand the amount of sin that we've been putting into our lives every day without saying anything. Only processing your mind, you can be committing sin every day. Sin every day to the Lord. May God have mercy upon us. Amen. Because our mind is just, it's carnal, it's horrible. It's very bad. Number three, God wants you to rise above your emotional health. It's very important, emotions. Which means in that atmosphere or sphere of emotions, we have the worry, the care, the anxiety, the fear. But we have to figure out how to nurture, how to navigate, how to protect our emotional health. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Why do you think that you can't make it tomorrow? Who told you that? Who told you that? It's good, number one, our speech is very good because you can speak in tongues. You can do this, you can do that. But if your emotional health is not good, that is a problem. There's a problem. It doesn't matter how many times you read the word of God. It doesn't matter how many times the amount of speaking in tongues. How many scripture you have already memorized in your life. Which means you are operating in the spiritual health. Which is good. It's very good. It's wonderful. Goody, goody. But what about your emotional? Have you tried to rise above your emotional health? To make sure that really there's no the anxiety. Maybe you see if I don't do this, maybe. Sometimes, I'm sorry to say that sometimes women, let me pull on the women about the emotional part of it. Sometimes we start doing things around here and there, and then we forget that God is a great God. And sometimes we say that maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe if I don't do this, my wife, my husband will leave me. Maybe I know, you see, you say go to treadmill, you run, you lose weight. Maybe when you walk in the home, maybe you see. No, bro, don't kill yourself, my dears, sisters. Don't kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Love doesn't need any support. Love is love. Take it or leave it. Here I am. If you don't want me, then go. What's wrong with you? So anxiety. I'm turning 28. Who's going to marry me? My goodness, let me start searching. Searching what? They will find you. Search for what? Stay cool. Stay cool. Stay cool. God will surprise you the way he surprised Ruth with Boaz. He will surprise you. God, he will surprise you the way he surprised Esther in the Bible. What about you? Become Esther. Become one of the Esthers nowadays. Let God surprise you at the end of the day. Keep yourself pure. Purify yourself every day. And wait upon the Lord. Don't start counting the numbers. I'm 29. I'm 36. I'm 30. No. When you go to heaven, ask Sarah, Abraham's wife. She was 70. She was very old, but there was somebody who was looking at her. You remember the king who took Abraham's wife? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. At age, which age? Sarah was not 45, was not 25, eh? Grown up! And somebody said, she's very beautiful. The beauty is in the heart. And the fear of God will attract godly men or godly wives. Those who will come, they will respect you. They will respect your parents. Someone who can love someone, you may find someone who loves you, but he doesn't love your parents. Who's it going to be now? Amen, amen to someone. Amen. By the grace of God, amen. To be continued. What about our physical health? Very important also. Our physical health is very important. Our physical is very important. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 said, do you know that your body are the temples? Do you know that? Some people, they don't know that their bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible says. Do you know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? Who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Can you imagine? You are not your own. In other words, someone owned, I'm someone's property. Amen, amen. I'm someone's property. But we just maneuver our body carelessly. We feed our body with junk food, and then we start developing heart attack. This attack, that attack, eye attack. And then something goes wrong because we don't educate ourselves, or we don't do this. There are things that we need to raise about, which means we need to control how we maneuver this body. It's something we have borrowed. It doesn't belong to us, the body. The owner is watching over that body. You must feed that body properly. You must make sure that really you are taking care of this body. The body is like the vehicle God has given you to spread the word of God. So no, do not kill the body before your time. Don't destroy your body before your time, my brother. Do you know that? Many people don't know. Number five, brothers and sisters, God also wants us to excel or to rise above our financial health. It's very important. Financially, God wants us also to do good. Why am I saying this? Are we consumers or producers? That's something we need to check. Are we consumers or producers? Then there's nothing wrong to have different means of income. There's nothing wrong about it. There's nothing wrong to have different means of sourcing for it. There's nothing wrong. As long as you're not stealing or doing some dubious activities. Ephesians 4:28 says, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hand, so he may have something to share with anyone in need. To rise above our storms, financially, people, they can tell you they are in trouble. I know, I know what I'm talking about. But God wants us to maneuver, to rise above our financial predicaments. God wants us to rise above our emotion problems, the anxiety, the fear, maybe not. God wants us to rise above our physical health, our mental health, our spiritual health. That's why I say the scripture tells me, but those who trust, when we trust in him, God will help us to maneuver and to come out of all these steps that we have been accumulating. So it says, let the thief no longer steal. So we should not be stealing. Church of God, children of God, you are not meant to be stealing. There's no point of stealing food or stealing money or lying to someone so we can have the money. No, there's no point. There's no need of it. There's no need of it. So the lady went, or the woman, yesterday when I was reaching the radio, she decided, it's not about having children. It's not about having a family. I've already had my family. She was only 48 when she went to law school at the UBC. Who can do that? 48 years. 48. You are competing with those little ones of 17. They've already eat the laptop. So they're looking at the screen. They can see everything ahead of time. And you are sitting down. You're trying to maneuver everything. Sometimes when you're doing your homework, your children are crying. This crying. Your husband is calling you. So you can't even focus. But she went through that storm. It reminds me when I'm going to school. It's not easy. It's not easy. I've already have my children. All of us, we went back to school again. Tough. That's why I was telling some people yesterday, have all your children. No, sorry, school first before you start having your kids. Otherwise, you'll be breastfeeding your kid when they're taking notes. It will be more complex and complicated. It will be like too much on you. You can. It was that there was a time I wanted to quit this calling.
It was too much. She's doing nursing. I'm doing this. It's just too much to handle. I was sitting with the very low one. How old are you? 17. What about you? You don't want to know. And then they will see. They didn't even look at the keyboard like this. The teacher will be talking. Bah, 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 bah. So instead of typing, I start looking at them first of all. What's going on this little one? I told you the story. Bought the laptop. I could not see the Y on my key. I could not see the key Y. I was looking. Where is he? Where is he? Where are you? Tough. No, how can you quit? There's no quitting. I suffered. Suffered. With the, and then when I got to my note, I was like, hey, what's your name again? Jasmine? Can you send me my note, please? Your note, please? Oh, sure. God, when I read the note, I was like, how come I cannot take it? Yeah, they are still young to take in. After school, I need to go home. I've got children. Someone has a daycare. I need to pick up the kids. Then we're going to prepare and make bills to deal with a lot of things, work. But they will be there for the rest of the day. Still, I need to do something. I was just going. You see, it's never be easier. It's never be easier. Rising above your storms. It's not an easy thing. But God said, I will help you. I'll be with you. When you go through the storms of fire, they will know. I'll be with you. When you go through the valley of shadow, don't worry. God will be with you to support you so you can rise above your storms. Why you settle for less? Why are you appearing cheap to the enemy? Why you appear so cheap to the devil? Why? Young generation, take the opportunity when you're still very young. Don't wait until when you are 50 and say, now I want to think about my career, what I'm going to study. At 50, bro, you can't make it. It will be more complex and complicated so sometimes with the life situation. Amen, amen. You still have time to make. You can change the course of your life. You can decide to become someone much better. I'm not talking about education, anything. Maybe it's about business. You want to start your business. Bro, this is the time. Just think clearly. What can I do with what God has given me? Oh, look at my hands. I'm blessed with my hands or my voice. Oh, maybe I swear. What can I do with what the Lord has given me? There must be something about who I am. And that's what God said. You know what? I can make it happen. If you trust me, I can give you the strength to do it. Which means the doing is you doing through God's strength. God's going to do it for you. You are going to do it because you have trusted him to give you more strength so you don't quit. It's not like ministry. How many times I wanted to quit this ministry? Ministry is not a career. Ministry is not like, it's not fun. There's nothing fun in the ministry. It's only receiving people with backbiting you. People want to kill you. People want to shoot you. People want to do this. People want to do this. It's always problems. The ministry is always, there's no, you are sleeping, there's nothing. When you see a minister telling you, oh, for the past 6 months, we are flying, there must be something wrong with that flight. Always something somewhere. Always something. There must be something. Someone is against something that you said. Something's happening. There's always something somewhere. How many times I wanted to quit? And the very people want to get it. My first is my family. Dad, why? No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Thank you, all of you. People who stood up praying for me. Yeah. Financial health is very important. We should avoid being parasites. Parasite en français. We should avoid to just become parasite. It's not good. Parasites. It's not good. To be a parasite, it's not good. Do something. If you may not like the wages, it's still okay, but it's better than standing, but not doing nothing. I don't like this kind of job. What's that? How many are paying? 16? No. I'm waiting for the 175 per hour. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We have faith of 75. Sometimes the 75 will come when you start with the 14. Sometimes the 75, the 50 will come when you have already take the $18 an hour. It's not about how much money you're making. It's how you manage the money that you're making at the end. Amen, amen. May God help us, all of us. We are talking, I'm speaking to myself also. We, all of us, we're in this thing. We need to maneuver. We need to rise above the storms of all these difficulties. And number six is about our relationship health. Wow, this is amazing. Relationship is very important. Our relationship also needs to be seasoned. God would like to see you doing good in relationships at the end. Joy, happiness, by increasing the oil of two things, communication and conflict resolution. When you look at it, a lot of couples or relationships, those two ingredients, those are the things that we always miss into our world, the overall of relationship-wise. We do have everything, but they discover that problems always comes when in communication area. Oh, I thought you didn't say that. Oh, no, maybe I didn't hear you very well. I didn't know that. Oh, you didn't tell me that. That's the communication and conflict. There are some people also, they know how to navigate through a conflict resolution. When you have messed up with him, the person will say he can't speak to you for 10 years. Or maybe always about those two. So communication, conflict resolution, so very, very important. How do we communicate with the loved ones? How do we communicate with our spouses? How do we communicate with our children? How do our children communicate with? Oh, it's always about communication. How do we navigate through communication? And also, how do we deal with conflict resolution? Okay, after the matter. Okay, I know that I was wrong. Sorry, forgive me. So how do you deal with the conflict resolution? It's very, very important, brother. And God wants you to do good. God wants you to figure out how to maneuver your relationship at the end of the day. Proverbs 12:18 says, people make cutting remarks, but the word of the wise bring what we call healing. It's always about how you communicate. Sometimes we don't know how to communicate, and we bring what we call wounds. We just really bring some toxic communication, toxic words that all of a sudden they create the horrible environment, terrible environment. Somebody told me, Pastor Gaston, when you are very upset, don't text, don't write. The person is true. Because when you hear something, there's an always tendency, I want to reply so they can see how much I know. Before you realize, you have already spoiled everything. And how can you say sorry again? I think it's that piece of statement was very good. It's called wisdom. Those very wise ways of saying, when you are very upset, don't write anything or don't say anything. Cool down first of all. Cool. Let it go for some time. Reflect on the situation and come back again. But tell me, tendency is always you want to reply. You want to back, you want just to say it, or you want just want to tell the person what you're thinking. And sometimes we end up by destroying the entire thing. So communication is very important. And conflict resolution also, don't forget about that. It's very important, the way of nurturing our relationship. And God wants you to rise above your storm so you can really protect, or you can bring a very joyful, happiness family at the end. And finally, the last one God wants you to rise above so you can be on top of it is your career and work. Career and work. Titus 2:7 says, show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity and dignity. Let me read the scripture again. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity and dignity. This is missing in a lot of people, seriously. God has given you opportunity to work, show dignity and respect at workplace. Respect your managers, respect your directors, you respect your co-workers. Come on. Seriously, you're a child of God. Show that you know God in your life. How you deal with those who are coming to your office every day. Show that indeed you are not like everybody. Show that you know God without preaching to them. It's through your actions, your behavior. They figure out that you are different from other people.